What's the best CRM? The one that you use. Sales Engine, the CRM for the reverse mortgage professional. Simple, powerful, and effective. For more information, visit reversefocus.com or email info@reversefocus.com. Stop being squeamish about the reverse mortgage. The New York Times gets it all wrong when it comes to Heckams. The reverse review shifts their focus to outside professionals. And older mortgage borrowers complain the most in these states. You're listening to episode 472 for Monday, July 3rd. Happy Independence Day. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for joining us once again. Just a quick note, yours truly will be on vacation next week. Therefore, there will not be a podcast episode on Monday, July 10th, but you can always listen to our previous episodes at our podcast page. Now on to our first story. Stop being squeamish, eh, when it comes to reverse mortgages? Yes, there's been an uptick of positive news when it comes to reverse mortgages with our neighbors to the north. One Canadian newspaper tells readers to ditch their reluctance and quit being squeamish about the reverse mortgage as part of a retirement strategy. It's time to take a fresh look at the reverse mortgage and get over the common view that it's a last resort or a short-sighted measure, said Rob Carrick in a column for the Globe and Mail. Now, there is only one choice when it comes to getting a reverse mortgage up north, and that is the Toronto-based Home Equity Bank. They have seen an increase of 26% in overall loan volume from 2015 and a year-over-year increase of 35% just this year alone. Home Equity CEO Steve Ranson gives Carrick some interesting statistics on the type of borrower who actually uses this type of loan. Surprisingly, those with homes valued at $3 million or more account for 20% of their customer base. Ranson told Carrick they're really not keen to lowering their lifestyle expectations. Carrick also describes the reluctance to tap into one's home equity as a distinctly Canadian phenomena. He says he can chalk that up to the country's conservatism with money and the counterintuitive nature of the loan. Our less cautious attitude to money can be seen in an ever-rising household debt. We're also buying houses at prices that are way out of sync with our incomes and swapping out the bonds and GICs, that is a kind of a CD in Canada, in our investment portfolios for riskier but higher yielding dividend stocks, said Carrick. Somehow, using the equity in your home for your retirement is resisting this erosion of the old ways with money. The New York Times, once heralded as the country's top journalistic institution, seems to have issues when it comes to accuracy and also researching their stories. This according to a recent Forbes article saying the New York Times got it wrong about reverse mortgages. Contributing columnist Jamie Hopkins puts it this way. The New York Times article, "Would You Trust Tom Selleck With Your Savings?" focused on the role of celebrities, but it also began the article by describing the reverse mortgages as, quote, a type of home equity loan, one in which the bank gives you money and takes your house when you die. Nothing could be further from the truth, but that did not stop the columnist. In fact, even as I'm recording this today, those comments remain in the online version. Hopkins states what the columnist should have known, or at least researched, saying, at no time does the bank own the home. And also adds, additionally, the bank does not automatically take the home upon death. Not only is the New York Times statement wrong, it also perpetuates a harmful and damaging common misconception about reverse mortgages. Now, one thing the Times did get correct is that for many Americans, their home is in fact one of their largest assets. According to the 2011 U.S. Census data, home equity represents about two-thirds of the average retiree's net assets. The median net worth for married couples 65 and older is $284,000, with about $192,000 in home equity. Anything short of at least considering how to use home equity as a retirement asset, says Hopkins, is a failure in planning. And home equity is just too important for Americans, and the reverse mortgage can be an effective way to help improve a retiree's retirement security. Now, misconceptions about the product, well, they abound, but articles like this don't help. And he says that the New York Times article actually hinders better communication of home equity into a comprehensive retirement plan. Hopkins says better and accurate media reporting on reverse mortgages is needed to improve perceptions and knowledge on reverse mortgages to ensure that people do not ignore a strategy that could improve their finances and quality of life. And he also quotes Margarita Chang, CFP, the CEO of Blue Ocean Global Wealth. She says, it's challenging for advisors to help their clients make good financial decisions when they do not have objective information. Chances are you've read it or even contributed a column in the past. Reverse Review. They are shifting their focus to outside professionals. It's the end of one era and the beginning of another. Reverse Review, which has served our industry for over 8 years, released their final print edition, and they plan a partner-focused rebrand instead. Now they will be providing information about the Heckam to key referral partners, such as those who are working as financial planners, builders, consumers, and real estate agents. This according to the editor-in-chief, Jessica Guerin. Our goal in the coming year will be to create and distribute editions to professional partners and others so they can learn more about this important product, said Guerin. She also said that they will be distributing the print issues through events such as trade shows, professional development classes, and conferences. We here at Reverse Focus would like to say thank you to the Reverse Review and their staff for their many years of service and wish them well on their new endeavor. And in our last story, if you originate in these states, well, these folks tend to complain the most. The borrowers who complain the most about mortgage products who are at least 62 and older come from these states. The CFPB began collecting complaints in 2011, and not surprisingly, one of the largest states when it comes to mortgages and Heckams is California, and it led the pack with over 14,000 complaints, actually nearly 15,000. Florida came in with 11,673 and New York with 6,098. North Dakota, which is actually ranked almost last in total U.S. population, brought up the rear with just 59 submissions. Now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau tallied a little bit more than 103,000 total complaints from those who are age 62 and older, but mortgage-related issues accounted for a quarter or 26% of those complaints amongst that age group. Now, just last month, the Bureau took a deep dive into reverse mortgage-related complaints, and what they found were issues on payment problems that topped the list with 39% of the complaints, and also issues with the receipt of timely payments from lenders and confusion over applications. Now, many critics of the Bureau have said that their complaint database really is, well, less than fair. There's no due process for the lender because it's assumed that the complaint is accurate and there is no investigation before the complaints are posted online. By sharing complaint data publicly, we empower consumers with information that they can use to make decisions to give public officials insight into issues affecting our communities, said Richard Cordray, the Bureau's director. He also added, likewise, the industry can seek direct feedback from its customers and review complaints made about others in the same markets. This helps them fix current problems and keep small problems from growing and prevent future issues. Well, it's overreaches such as this, in other words, complaints being posted without being either vetted or investigated, that really have led to much of the outcry to the Bureau's authority and also their lack of accountability. And that concludes this week's episode of Reverse Focus Weekly, the nation's only weekly podcast for the reverse mortgage professional. Also, be sure to visit heckamworld.com for the latest breaking news, commentary, and our weekly videos and articles. We'd like to thank our podcast sponsor who made this broadcast possible. Thank you again for listening, and have a great week.